Nolte, NYC's Zoran Mamdani believes queer liberation means defund the police. By John Nolte on June 25, 2025. The self-identified socialist likely to become the next mayor of New York City. Zoran Kwame Mamdani believes that queer liberation means defund the police. He said so, in writing, no less than 4 years ago during the George Floyd riots. You've got to love the idea of New York City getting what it voted for in Mamdani. As I wrote on Monday, one of the most interesting political reality shows going today is watching Democrats in these Democrat-run cities continue to vote for failure, ruin, and blight. Their unwillingness to change, even as it all burns down around them, is like nothing we have ever seen before. And that's why I wholeheartedly endorse Mamdani for mayor, you know, for the lols. Breitbart's editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe said basically the same thing, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see the content, how it would go with a socialist mayor. It would be such a disaster and so instructive. Why should I care what happens to New York City? I don't live there. Why should I care what happens to the people of New York City? They're the ones who voted for this. People should get what they vote for, and, oh, brother, are they gonna get it? There is still a chance that after losing to Mamdani, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could join the city's current mayor, Eric Adams, and jump into the race as an independent. The mayoral race is not over yet. Nevertheless, all the energy is with Mamdani. Andrew Cuomo is disgraced, and Eric Adams is so unpopular and scarred by scandal, it's hard to see him winning. So New York's dummies will end up with a bona fide Marxist as mayor. Which means more blight, more violent crime, an even bigger gap between the poor and rich, and more sane people fleeing the city. And by sane, I mean normal people who work and pay taxes, which means they will take their tax base with them. Keep in mind, terrorizing normal people out of these blue cities and states is the goal of Democrats like Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, Mayor Karen Bass, D. Los Angeles, and Mayor Brandon Johnson, D. Chicago. By chasing away normal people, all you have left are Democrats, which secures the vote forever. The second part of the Democrat Party's plan is to import illegal aliens. This is done for three reasons. 1, as we learned during the Civil War, Democrats sure like their slave labor. 2, it speeds up chasing out normal people. And 3, when illegals are counted in the census, these blue states retain their hold on congressional seats and presidential electoral votes. Blight, poverty, welfare dependence, failing schools. That's the goal of the Democrat Party. That's what they want. That's what they vote for. And that's what they're gonna get. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.